This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
So yesterday we floated.
I took the brunt of it on Facebook with some of the unhappy Ranger fans. But I floated the idea of trading Jacob DeGrom. Hey, let's take advantage of the 36-year-old pitching very well, trying to trade him, not to sell as a team, to get some firepower back offensively to go along with the staff of Eovaldi and everybody else. You want to have some conversations about Jack Leiter? We can do that as well. And some of the angry Facebook response was, stupid idea, keep DeGrom, what the hell, why aren't you talking about a closer? I just want you to know that I screenshotted all of your names for the next time DeGrom gets hurt. I'm trying to go ahead and take advantage of maybe the final opportunity not to pay him $40 million a year at the age of 37, 38. Entice another team, another contender, to give up something in return so the Rangers can try to score some runs. Now, maybe it wouldn't go like that. Maybe it wouldn't be for win-now bats. Maybe it would be for prospects. But that was some of the response. I just want to remind you, all of your names are going to be read the next time you're cursing Jacob DeGrom because he suffers another injury, which hopefully does not happen, knock on wood. But I ran it past Sandler. I sent Jared the podcast. He did not tell me it was a stupid topic.
Hey, here you go.
Or a question. And I'll just kind of go through what Jared said in reaction. I think the biggest challenge with DeGrom is the money. I doubt a team takes on all of the money. So at what point would the Rangers be okay with paying him to play elsewhere? How much would the Rangers be willing to pay? Toronto is a team that makes sense financially. They have plenty of money. GM, who is GMing for his job. Then there's the no trade. Someone in the know, I won't say his name to out him. He may not care. But someone texted us yesterday and said, and you even added to this, so I'll just make you the source.
Sure, blame me.
Jacob DeGrom would not want to go back to New York and the tabloids. A team like that.
Yeah. He left there once.
Now, that doesn't mean
anything.
He left because we wrote him a big fat check that others may not have been willing to write.
But, like, it wasn't, we got the sense around the sport that he wasn't, like, enamored with the intrusion. It's not even so much like the New York media is hard on you as a player. Players, they get heat all the time. It's the constant intrusion. There are 50 beat writers for the Yankees and for the Mets. Like every paper's got like two of them.
Yeah, it's like when a Cowboy player comes here.
It's just completely different. Baseball's very big up there, so there's a lot of publications. So I don't think he wanted the intrusion. I don't think he wants to go back to that.
The access is different, too, in baseball. Like, baseball typically, I think baseball's the most access that media gets to players before games.
It used to, I don't know if it still does. The clubhouse used to open at about 3 o'clock for media. The game's at 7.
Yeah.
What are you doing in there? We're just hanging out, just chatting? You know, can I get a bite of that sandwich?
I think DeGrom's, I think his family is in Florida, so he likes this DFW hub of being able to fly back there, and going to a place like LA would make that more difficult. So keep that in mind when it comes to a Jake no trade. Jared says, I think Leiter has the best value just from a business standpoint. He's the cheapest with the highest future value projection of any of them. He has not had Tommy John yet, even though, as Bassick would say, it seems inevitable. Evaldi has the playoff dog component plus the culture piece.
Yeah, and he's got 2 years left of his deal. The thing about Leiter that's interesting, and that's an interesting word to use, the value, the projected value. If you ever go look at, like, Kylie McDaniel puts out his prospect ranking list, and he'll put out, you know, each team's prospects, and next to it, he has the projected value that your farm system has on it. So that's one of those newer, like, analytical type things where these nerds, they try to put a dollar amount on your farm system. Which I never heard of that until a few years ago. I don't know if you heard about that. I don't remember ever seeing that. Maybe they used it in the sport and it just wasn't available to us commoners. But yeah, like, it would make sense that, you know, his projected value for the years ahead, because he's got 15 years. DeGrom's got 3. Evaldi's got 3, so I would absolutely make sense that he would have more value.
This is Diamond Cavs, where you get all your baseball info on the home of the Rangers. We got a Rangers Royals ticket giveaway coming up during the 720 Expressway. John Morosi is a baseball insider for the MLB Network, focused on us and the deadline and these three pitchers.
When you see a team that's below 500 and has outstanding pitchers who are in the final year of their contracts, especially Malley and Corbin, those are the ones that I'm looking at right now. Malley, a 1.64 ERA, Lauren. For me, he would be one of the prizes of this year at the trade deadline. And we certainly just talked about a team like the D-backs, as Burns is out. A team like the Dodgers. The Dodgers right now, Lauren, with all the injuries they're going through, they're looking for this year's version of Jack Flaherty. It could be Malley. It could be Corbin. Corbin is someone who we know was a key member of the Nationals pitching staff when they won the World Series back in 2019. You've got to credit him for finding the right spot to go back and pitch for the Texas Rangers and become a really valuable mid-rotation starter. You could certainly see Patrick Corbin starting a Game 3 or a Game 4 of a postseason series because of all the experience he's had and the way that he's found that next level again with the Texas Rangers. So Chris Young is a very competitive guy. I promise you, he's not ready to make trades right now. But this is more of put a pin in this conversation here. Okay. We're in the early days of June. If they're still in the same position at the All-Star break, get ready for a lot of conversation about Malley, Corbin, and Milner.
It was Milner, I think.
Yeah, Hobie Milner.
Yeah, he threw him into that. So the way he was talking about Patrick Corbin, it kind of got me a little excited. I was like, oh, could Corbin have more value than maybe, because we're talking about some bigger dogs that try to bring back more ammunition, but here he is talking about Corbin as a Game 3, Game 4 playoff starter for someone that's the best of both worlds of not having to get rid of DeGrom, having to get rid of Evaldi, not having to get rid of Leiter, keep holding on to Malley, and maybe a team loves Corbin out there.
Well, let me tell you something. If Patrick Corbin's got value, you might want to be one of those early adopters on the trade market this year and do it now. Because, go look at his last handful of years. Just do any of us trust that Patrick Corbin is going to continue this?
Probably not.
So maximize that. Especially you could sell to a team, hey, you know, there's nobody available right now. The trade market hasn't even shaped itself yet.
Yeah.
We still got a month and a half for that.
He's going to give you innings. We know that as an almost near guarantee.
Yeah. So now you're buying him not for 2 months, for 4.
Look, you've mentioned before, you want to see how much is in bold on your baseball reference page. How many times did you lead the league in something if you want to make the Hall of Fame? Patrick Corbin can make the Hall of Fame. He's led the league in losses 3 times in his career. He's led the league in hits 3 times in his career. God. Earned runs 3 times. He's led the league in home runs once in his career. So a lot of that last 5 years. Probably not sustainable what he's doing, but he's pitching well right now.
Pitching well, and maybe this is an opportunity to maximize it. Because let's be fair, when everyone's healthy, do you really need him?
Sandler on Malley. Some teams could love him because he gets weak contact and there's no financial commitment. The strikeout numbers and velocity have dropped a little, and there's no playoff track record. Rocker value is not great, but he would get you more than Corbin. That surprised me that Jared texted that.
Youth. You're getting youth. You're getting upside.
And what have you said Rocker's been doing?
He was, his two rehab starts so far, he's been dominant. So he's had seven innings pitched. He's allowed two hits, walked one, and struck out eight. No runs allowed.
Teams are obsessed with the unknown. They're obsessed with the upside. And if you get a pitcher who's young versus one who's older, who you have obviously team control, and then you could maybe... Look, Gerrit Cole, when he went to Houston, they were like, you need to do this. You need to throw a four-seamer more, right? And, I mean, it wound up working really, really well for him, and he got paid. Now, you see this. You see this around the sport. Players go to different organizations. They develop another pitch. They develop whatever, and it takes off. Kumar Rocker's got an elite skill you can't teach. I mean, he's got size. He's got a good arm. Like, they can't teach that.
Takes a lot for me to feel bad for an Astro, and this is an earmuff warning for the Tolo kids in the car. Little 30-second earmuff as Lance McCullers had to go to the police, or the police been in contact with Lance after a drunk bettor overseas threatened him and his family over one of his recent starts.
I understand people are very passionate and people love the Astros and love sports, but you know, threatening to find my kids and murder them is a little bit tough to deal with. So you know, just as a father, I think I there have been many threats over the years aimed at me mostly, and I think actually one or two people have from other issues around baseball actually had to go to jail for things like that. But you know, I think bringing kids into the to the equation, you know, threatening to, you know, find them, or next time they see us in public, they're gonna stab my kids to death. Things like that is tough to hear as a dad.
No charges had been filed. The man admitted he had been gambling on an Astros game, lost money, and was frustrated and inebriated when he sent the threats to Lance. He apologized and asked that his apology be relayed to McCullers and his family. The case remains ongoing. And then he's got his five-year-old coming home from school saying, "Daddy, what is threats?" He's on the phone. His wife is on the phone talking about this. "Daddy, what are threats? Who wants to hurt us? Who wants to hurt me?" The Astros hired 24-hour security for the family after this.
Man, that's an awful story. And look, McCullers has had a brutal last 3 years professionally.
Yeah, I think with this outing, he came out and gave up seven.
Yeah, well, he had, so prior to May 4th of this year, he hadn't pitched since 2022. He, in June of 23, he had like surgery at a flexor strain. So he didn't pitch that previous year. And then he came back and he tried to rehab, go back last year, and he got shut down. So, I mean, he had been out since 2022, finally comes back. And obviously, you're back after you know, 3 years almost, and then you have to deal with something like this, some knucklehead who thinks that you know, this is more important than it actually is.
It used to be fantasy sports guy was the one harassing players all the time. This J.B. Bickerstaff went viral last year talking about this, that he's like, "I've never been threatened more than by somebody who's lost money on betting."
Yeah.
And the Athletic did a piece with NBA players earlier this spring, I think, where a ton of them were just talking about it's nonstop. Somebody who lost money on the game is always sending you something and chirping.
And inviting and partnering up with gambling as a league is going to do this.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And like, it's more
accessible. But never one time with all the gambling I've been doing recently have I thought about tweeting Chet Holmgren.
No.
Because he didn't get the extra rebound, or going at Tyrese Halliburton because he wasn't aggressive enough offensively in the game. Mike, but you have a bunch of losers.
You do. You have a bunch of losers. And gamblers know the inherent risk that goes into it. We know that
getting tracked by the FBI.
Well, yes, we know that it is a losing proposition at times. You have to accept losses. You know, you just got to accept it. It's going to happen. You got to be able to deal with it and move on and not chase. And that's why it's not for everybody, but it's for us.
We have a hockey report. This guy looks pretty credible.
I think he's NHL Network.
Okay. His name is David Pagnotta, and Sirius XM and NHL Network. Noise out of Dallas regarding Pete DeBoer. Per multiple sources, players are not pleased with how he handled several situations during the Western Conference Finals, along with post-Game 5 and exit media remarks. told players voiced their concerns during internal exit interviews, DeBoer has 1 year left on his deal. So, again, for those that were also chirping, that were trying to make something out of nothing, the turnover in hockey, DeBoer's history with goaltenders, listening to Ottinger's tone the other day in the presser, Pete not talking with Jake, in between, we just got to go ahead and put it out there. And this hockey insider is saying some Stars players are not happy.
Culture matters. We've said it in the last hour with Brian Schottenheimer. Culture matters. Look, I mean, it's you can't have bad relationships with your players, and it feels right now like Pete DeBoer just has a bad relationship with Jake Ottinger.
I posted this morning. Like coaches can survive anything except losing a locker room.
Why is Troy Aikman pumping the brakes on all of our Cowboys offseason love? The Hall of Famer, hear from him next with a Rangers Royals ticket giveaway for you. Turning it on, leaving it on. That's what Tolo stands for. We go commercial free with the Expressway, plus Ask Reddit. All of it after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We are your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Remember that when football season officially gets underway. We always consider it underway here on Sean and RJ with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, who will be out at practice again today, Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. We're also the Texas Rangers flagship station, so we have tickets to hook you up with coming up momentarily and every day the rest of the week. Ask Reddit at 7:40, Tony Casillas to talk about Brian Schottenheimer at 8 o'clock as he participated and was invited to Cowboys Legends Day. But another legend, Troy Aikman, is saying pump the brakes just a little bit as NBC5 caught up with Aikman while promoting his beer. And here's what he had to say about all this Cowboy optimism.
You know, there were a lot of people just kind of scratching their head a little bit when he got named as the head coach because of his age and the fact that he hadn't had an opportunity yet. But, you know, now it's he's going to be judged by the same things that everyone else is, whether he can win games or not. And sounds like right now, of course, there's 32 teams right now in the league that are really optimistic and feeling good about what they did this offseason and how OTAs are going. And, you know, I always kind of laugh a little bit when I read the articles of what's happening this time of year and how positive everybody is. And the reality of it is that there's going to be a lot of teams that aren't very good. And who those teams are going to be, we'll find out. But I'm pulling for him and hoping that he does well.
And Aikman, he sounds pretty, like he likes Schottenheimer. So he got to know Schottenheimer. He mentioned it. I've heard him mention it in a couple different places. He got to know Schottenheimer when he was the Seattle offensive coordinator because they were doing a lot of production meetings. He said the first time he ever interacted with him was years ago when he was on staff at San Diego, and they were starting to do some things that the Cowboys had previously done. So he just called Aikman for advice, like, hey, how did you guys do this and this? And so Aikman kind of, so he said, I like him a lot, but clearly Aikman's just like, I think Aikman's just not going to be as easily swayed by like that practice visit that all the guys had the other day. That's not going to be something to him that's like,
yeah,
a lot of people feel happy right now. Let's see what happens when adversity hits.
I get it. I understand it. You know, pretty reasonable take. But I'm defensive now. I'm defensive. Anyone that comes at Brian Schottenheimer or this happy place that we're building, I'm going to attack. And what I'll say back to Troy Aikman and anyone worried about Troy Aikman's statements, Troy Aikman was a humongous Mike McCarthy fan. So I think if Troy had his druthers in choice, Mike McCarthy would still be here. If you listen to this show, I know you already know Bobby's opinion, but I share that opinion, not as strongly. Mike McCarthy needed to go. He was not the answer to win a championship. So Troy Aikman would have kept McCarthy here. He was wrong, is wrong. So that's my rebuttal.
Yeah, and I think...
But he's right in terms of we have totally forgotten, flushed, and glossed over. I mean, I'll never forget leaving Hurtado Barbecue. The news broke. CA put me on the show, half buzzed. We're ready to burn the city down. This is one of the most surprising, ridiculous, laughable hires in the history of the National Football League in the moment and leading up. We can't forget that. We got to hold ourselves accountable. If this ends up working, right now, we're just so in love with the microphone and all the little things we're hearing behind the scenes. At least I am.
Yeah, look, I mean, I went and clipped something the other day. I had gotten killed when this news broke. And I was like, the more fans hear Schottenheimer, the more they're going to like him. It may change in September, but by the time the season rolls around, everybody's going to be pretty positive about him. And I had somebody tweet at me that day. They went, you're a puppet just like the rest of them. And then I went and I was curious. I was just like, 2 weeks ago, I was like, let me just look up that guy. I just want to click on his account.
So Jesus,
I clicked
on his account. Jesus first, right?
7 minutes before I'd clicked on his account, he had tweeted, Brian Schottenheimer might be him. And it was just loaded with the Schottenheimer. I was like, there you go. See, yeah. This is exactly what I'm saying. Everybody forgets. Right now, it feels good. There's literally nothing to feel tension about or anything else. So to be fair, yeah, it's either going to be neutral or positive. He can only go up from here. And so far, though, he's checked every box to go up.
A Cowboys practice preview for today from their website.
Yes, Tommy Yarish, Mr. Suit and Tie, who heard this and was not out there wearing his suit last week when I saw him.
See, I love being able to peer pressure somebody.
But he screwed up. No, he was happy about it. He's like, it was kind of freeing. We put it out there in the open a little bit, and now maybe I can just walk in and just be a little more comfortable. Problem is, he went with the quarter zip, long sleeves in burning sun, and he's like, outside. I am sweating to death now in this. So this wasn't a great choice. But Tommy Yarish with the ride-up.
What if he was like just on the edge of a promotion in Frisco, and they're like, you're not taking it as serious.
Yeah,
you know, your effort isn't there. Look, you're all of a sudden getting lazy with your attire, and we cost Tommy a promotion.
Yeah, fashion tips from me probably isn't going to help him
yeah.
In the building. But he has his five things that he's looking out for at today's OTA practice, the media portion available. Number one, can Miles Sanders make a push for running back one? So this is something we talked about last week, a little bit into this week. Miles Sanders looked as good as you can look in this sort of setting. He looked like, okay, he's moving well. You were a little concerned. He's 28 years old. Carolina didn't put him out there a whole lot. There's a concern a little bit about, okay, is he the same sort of guy? Does he have that same juice, that same burst? But he's looked really good to this point. He talked about, Tommy did, he said, being the elder statesman in the room gives Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders an advantage compared to some other running backs available, but they'll both still have a lot to prove before either can earn the running back one job. One aspect to keep an eye on is catching out of the backfield, which would be an edge to Javonte Williams at this point. Number two on his list, who emerges as the green dot linebacker on defense? So that's not totally clear or settled yet. Eric Kendricks obviously isn't here. DeMarvian Overshown has been injured. He's still rehabbing on his way back.
What's his timeline? Like, what's his expected date?
It's hard to say because it was a really devastating injury where I think a lot of people have said he might be out the whole year. And then Overshown's talking like in a way that says maybe I could be back in the middle of the year. And then I think
meet the schedule.
Yeah, I think the more optimistic timeline from people, while still being realistic, said December. Like maybe beginning of December is when you could get him.
Kendricks is still a free agent.
Yeah, it's not playing. He's been all over. He's become Instagram influencer guy. Like, you watch him, he puts up all these different captions now and does like TikToks. But the name that maybe we should be watching out here for, talking to Tommy, is Kenneth Murray from the Titans, the linebacker that they brought in. And Kenneth Murray's flashed out here at practice a couple different times. And he is...
This is the guy I want to hear more about.
When you talk about culture, this was the dude who, when he was coming out of Oklahoma, was like the culture player in that draft. When he was coming out 3-4 years ago, whatever that was. But he's somebody who's flashed out there at practice, has leadership traits, is a higher IQ player. It's just been a matter of executing. He hasn't executed consistently, but he's somebody who I think we should probably keep our eyes a little closer on as we get closer to training camp. Can Brevin Span Ford make a push for tight end too? Ooh, are things that bad? As we get to number three and Tommy Arsh's five things he's looking out for OTAs. Is it that bad with Luke Schoonmaker? Tommy mentions here, with Luke Schoonmaker having his fair share of struggles early in his career, and that also bled into last week's practice. He had a drop during team period. This is setting up to be a critical offseason for both Schoonmaker and Span Ford for an important position in the offense. Brevin Span Ford, I haven't noticed a ton out of practice, but it's somebody that they liked a lot last year. They gave him, I think, the highest bonus of any of the guys that they signed as undrafted free agents. He got some play later in the year, is a good blocker. There's a lot of things there that they like about Brevin Span Ford. But, man, if you're already talking about...
I thought he was getting a lot of OTA love last week.
No, like, I mean, he was out there, he's catching passes and different things like that, but it's not like you're seeing it. You're
kind of the point.
But okay, all right, we're talking about passes.
He's beating defenders everywhere, he's scoring touchdowns.
No, we're talking about Witten passes. We're talking about, all right, leak into the flat and they're throwing the ball over there. Okay. And so it's like, all right, you catch and run, but how much are you catching and running in a non-contact practice? Number four, where does Wanya Thomas fit in the secondary? He says, with Donovan Wilson spending time with the rehab group, that's opened up opportunities for Wanya Thomas to take some reps with the first team defense opposite Malik Hooker at safety. He's also, when they've been in base and they come out with three receivers, he's been the one taking the nickel a lot of times, like coming down and then taking the slot. But Wanya Thomas is a big culture guy. He's somebody who has contributed on special teams, a little bit on defense. He's got an incredible backstory. But Wanya Thomas is somebody who I still think there's a question of, does he have the skill set to consistently play at the NFL level?
Let me go back to a Schoon for a second. Which Wolverine gives you more of an NFL career in production between Mozzie and Schoon?
Mozzie. Probably.
Really?
Dang. Mozzie last year.
This is approaching bust territory.
Yeah, this is a massive swing and miss on my part, too, because I really liked Schoonmaker coming out. I thought Schoonmaker was going to play a much bigger role. He just has not done anything to click into where he was supposed to be.
And he was taken right after LaPorta, right?
LaPorta's taken in the first round, I think. And Schoonmaker was taken mid-second, something like that. But Schoonmaker was... They loved LaPorta when he was coming out. It's just Schoonmaker was the guy that they ended up taking after a couple others went. And then the last thing he's looking for here, and this is a name we have not talked about at all leading up to the season. What does Hunter Lipke's role look like? He says, the Swiss Army knife that is Hunter Lipke can serve in a lot of different roles for the Cowboys offense, and that's been on display early in OTAs and his overall time in Dallas. He's played running back, fullback, and tight end along with special teams. So which spot does he settle into best? Is it all of the above, or does Brian Schottenheimer find a permanent home and role for him in his offense? That's one of the things I will be interested to see, kind of the side periphery things, not the main topics of a starting position, but... what role does the fullback play in what Schottenheimer's trying to do versus what the role has played for Mike McCarthy over the years? Mike McCarthy's always been more of a fullback type of guy. Schottenheimer at various spots has used one really prominently, and then there have been other times mm-hmm. he hasn't used them much at all. So I think it just kind of matters on what his personnel is. But Lipke is somebody who was a favorite of Mike McCarthy and within the Schottenheimer offense, and it'll be interesting to see how exactly he transforms with Schottenheimer here.
He had some moments, and then he had some bad moments.
Lipke?
Yeah. At the goal line in Miami was a bad moment.
Yes.
Yep. But at the time, I mean, he had other you know, big first downs that he converted.
I mean, he was not a fullback coming into the NFL. He was a running back. They've made him this. And so now he's kind of playing fullback, tight end. It's a little different.
What other type of audio gold are we going to get from the brand new head coach? Last week, Todd Archer asked him about RJ Choppy's biggest shoddy problem. Why the visor?
It actually is a little bit of a ode to Coach Spurrier. So for you guys that don't know, 96 national champs, Florida Gators. When I went down there, I transferred from the University of Kansas. And the reason I went to Florida was I wanted to kind of learn about offense. And at the time, he had just started the fun and gun. He'd come from Duke to Florida. And so I wanted to get down there and kind of learn from him. He was great. He actually gave me the opportunity to wear a headset on game days. I had to sit out for a year with the old transfer rules. But he told me that if I went there, that he'd let me wear a headset and be involved and be the signal caller, which was great. What I didn't realize was that what that also entailed was anytime he threw his visor, which was probably 5 to 7 times a game, I was responsible for picking it up. And I can truly, this is a true story. So we're playing a game, I'm signaling the plays, and something happens. He's mad, he's pissed off at Danny, throws his visor. And for some reason, I was caught up in something. I didn't go pick it up. And he literally looks at me. He's like, oh. So I went and I picked it up. And he's like, so honestly, that's where I first noticed it. I think I look better in a visor than a hat. I mean, you know, I'm losing my hair a little bit, at least up front. But it does go back to Florida.
There it is, Choppy. There's your answer.
Man, it's just, it's a, because he's very, very likable. It's just a very disappointing.
If you're losing your hair, don't you want to wear the full cap?
Yeah, you would think so.
The visor is just leaving you more exposed.
I think the...
it would. It would leave you more... Absolutely.
I think what he's thinking is, if he's losing his hair, does he want the friction from the hat potentially like causing more hair loss? Whereas if he's got the visor, everything's just kind of kept intact.
Interesting.
Y'all should be wearing visors.
It's a...
Nope, too late. It's already gone for me.
Yeah, we got to wear the... You wear the high ones, though. Doesn't even touch the hair. I can't do the visor.
Yeah.
You know, and there's two different kinds of visors. You know, he wears the short face visor. That's the one, it's a little bit narrower on top. Then you get the ones that are like the big flat ones.
Yeah.
Like your Larry Mize.
Yeah. Like you're handing out blackjack cards.
Yeah. That's a big one. And so that's the worst one. So the one that he's got at least is the more stylish.
Schottenheimer did tell us to be on the possible lookout for the backwards visor. So, RJ, I'd like you to power rank Dan Quinn backwards hat, front visor, backwards visor.
We're talking from a head coach?
Yes.
Or just in general on the street?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
So how do they differ?
Head coach, backwards hat, regular hat, that's the worst. That's the most offensive one.
Okay.
That's the most offensive because he's trying... Yeah, that's Dan Quinn is the most offensive. The front visor, I think the front visor is second worst. I think the backwards visor upside down, especially upside down, little Malibu's Most Wanted looking, that's the best one. If you're going to rock a visor backwards.
That's the best?
Yeah, the best one is the backwards because now you're completely making a joke out of it. Now you're like, you're committing to the bit.
Okay.
That's the best one.
This all makes sense, though. It hadn't really clicked for me until hearing Shoddy say right there, 1996 national champions, and then thinking back to how his beloved Peyton Manning couldn't do anything against Florida. That's why you hate the visor. It's what you couldn't beat, and you hate it.
You know, I wasn't at UT in 96, so I don't care.
The visor beat the hell out of you the next few years, though.
Well, the next year. And then the following year, 98, we won. We did okay. I think I was 3-2 against Florida in my career.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on, the home of the Rangers.
All right, Tolos, right now. That's right. Call at number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Rangers take on the Royals on Tuesday, June 17th at Globe Life Field in Arlington. And you'll want to get the early Tolos because the first 20,000 fans in the gate will also receive a 2023 World Series Final Out bobblehead. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
The electric Tony Casillas will join us at 8 o'clock this morning to talk about the new regime at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Right now, it's time for Ask Reddit.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
That is right. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. We do it every Tuesday around this time. We get the most viral questions being asked over on the Ask Reddit forum over the past week, and we kick them around the studio, and we get your thoughts on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, and we also get your thoughts on the Twitch and on the YouTube, and we'll start off with RJ Choppy.
All right.
RJ, what's something you keep seeing in movies that no one actually does in real life and annoys you every time?
They hang up the phone without saying goodbye. It's just they just hang it up. Let's see. Oh, the people who get in the shower and then turn it on.
Oh.
That never happens. Hey, unless you want to have a nip that could cut the glass.
I do both. I will do both. Typically, when I was younger, I would just turn it on because in my thought process growing up, I was just like, oh, well, I got to, if the door potentially is unlocked or whatever, I don't want to be like somebody opens it right as I'm getting in the shower or whatever. So I would usually get in the shower, throw off the boxers, and then turn the thing on is how I would do it.
In the cold water?
I would just turn the shower head away until it kind of warmed up after 3 seconds. Oh. And then do it. So that's what I would do. The answer to this for me that I hate every time, I despise this in movies. It ruins movies for me. The dialogue that gives you the unnecessary background that no one would ever give you in real life. So, like, think of the example I use. It's a kid's movie, actually. Big Hero 6. In that movie, one of the characters goes, "No, Mom and Dad died. Remember?" It's like, he knows.
Yeah, right.
That's how you got to introduce it to them. Find an easier way to tell me that their parents died than to just have dialogue of, "Remember our mom and dad died?"
Yeah.
He knows. You guys all should know. Don't explain to me. That never happens in real life.
I thought you were going to say cars, you know, flying literally.
That could absolutely happen.
Off of buildings.
Yeah.
Very realistic. This might be a very old man boomer take for me. I'm not watching a movie with intricate fight scenes anymore. Anytime they break into this choreographed practice fight scene,
yeah,
I'm out. I can't take anything seriously. Maybe it's funny if it's Jackie Chan doing it. Otherwise, Mission Impossible or after The Matrix, I was done with the crazy fight. Jack Ripper. I don't know. What's his name?
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
All these. Jason Bourne. I've never seen one of them. All these crazy scripted out fight scenes. I can't do it.
915 calmly walking away from explosions.
When you get knocked out. They get knocked
out.
That
doesn't annoy me, though. That's cool.
Yeah. It's cool, but I mean, I guess it's just it never happens. 210 says people kissing right after waking up with 5 exclamation points. Oh,
this is Amanda's pet peeve.
That they do that in TV shows and stuff?
And TV shows, movies. It's like, actually, it's a great poll question. How many of you wake up without brushing your teeth and kiss your significant other? It never, ever happens in my house.
Oh, yeah. We every day.
Ugh.
Yeah, but you do a lot of things even without showering. So,
ugh.
I mean, you know, we do. I mean, like, you know, so if you're going to have morning relations, do you always get up and brush your teeth first?
A lot of times.
Oh.
But I'm also not
needing to kiss.
That's true.
For the morning relation.
That's true. That's true.
You kiss in the morning?
Rarely. If it is, it's like maybe like if we're just laying there. But I usually get up and I immediately brush my teeth. It's like in the morning, like, you know, I'll wake up obviously earlier than Mackenzie, so I get up, brush my teeth, everything, then I kiss her goodbye.
We're never up at the same time. I'll wake up, I'll kiss her on the forehead, and then I'll walk out. Like, she's asleep usually. So but yeah, and then I go in.
How does
ready.
The morning breath not drive you all crazy?
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't. I don't really notice that. My nose doesn't really work anyway.
Okay.
Peyton, what
is... deviated septum here. Peyton, she's trying to get me to get surgery on that. The deviated septum. I'm like, my voice will change. I can't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's your moneymaker.
Peyton, what's something you keep seeing in movies that no one actually does in real life and annoys you?
It annoys me so much. So after people are done making love, they just get up and they get dressed and they walk away. No one does that. Like, the guy puts on their
that's
jeans.
That's a dream scenario.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people have done that, I feel
No. People, they shower. They lay there. No one just gets up, puts the jeans on, and goes about their day, goes to work. It drives me insane.
Okay. All right. I think that's actually true for a lot of people that's the way that they operate. But we're doing Ask Reddit here.
Even the Cape Cod house.
We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Peyton Russell, at your age, what instantly pisses you off?
It's construction. It's everywhere now. I swear, I don't know, maybe I was just naive to it growing up and not, you know, driving obviously until I was old enough, but like I never noticed it as much. But now it's like every left turn you take, there's construction. It's like, just finish the road you're on and then focus on something else later on. But it's like every highway, every side street, it's just construction everywhere. Yeah. You're never going to get it all done.
Man, especially for you, though, because you're Rockwall, and Rockwall continues to build. Like that's the problem. Like, Rockwall and anything, you get further, you know, east of land. Dallas, like, they start building up more. And so they haven't fleshed everything out yet. I remember the most irritating thing for, this may have been before you got to Dallas, Sean. You remember when 635, they were expanding, they were building the underground, they were expanding to five lanes,
years.
And they had those Mario Cinecola and Sons trucks out there. And I just remember every time I'd see that truck, I would shudder. I absolutely, like, hated it. Chop, what's your answer for this?
Slow people in general, people with no purpose. Like, especially, you know, driving is one thing, but I'll take this to the walkers. If you're on the street, or if you're at a mall or the store or a ball game, and you're walking three or four wide, and you are going at your own pace with no regard for the people. Listen, when we're on foot, we are all training for Olympic speed walking. That's how I operate. I'm fast. I'm fast paced. Let's go.
Bobby, he leaves his family in the dust.
I want people to walk with purpose. I want them to. I want them to know
it's
where
the
they're going.
The person at the crosswalk. Who is so, they think they're showing off their swag, and they look back at you like, do it. Seriously, like, I'm rooting for you to get hit. Like, and they're looking at you like, you're not going to do it, and I'm not picking up my pace whatsoever in crossing this street.
Yeah.
I know I'm not supposed to be. I know I'm jaywalking, and they're just like, not a care in the
world, man.
And it makes me root. 2 points.
So this is the slow walkers one I thought of, but... I'm going to go with it's the line cutters in general. I don't like anybody line cutting at a bar or
an
event.
You're not a car line cutter?
No. I'm not talking about in the car. I'm talking about like you're in line somewhere.
Okay.
Anybody who jumps
line. We're in line
like,
on the highway.
I'm talking about like.
Why is that fine?
Somebody cut you off. No, somebody cutting you off I don't like in general. But I'm talking about you're in line. You've been waiting in line. And then somebody just goes up like, well, my friend was holding the spot for me. It's like, no, go to the back. But like, this is a big problem. I don't like the holding a spot for Kristen. But even that's more justifiable. She was standing up there, walked away, came back. This is like, I didn't get there in time. And now, after you've all been staying in line for an hour, I'm just going to jump up here. Or you're at the bar and somebody just kind of slips in where you're supposed to be. Or at the grocery store, if they're a big line, somebody slips. I
do that with the airplane, like group four.
Mm.
But I feel like I'm not really cheating anyone. When they call group three, I wait for the initial rush. And then I stay in the back of them.
Yeah.
Before they call the group four. Amanda's like, no, they have to call the group four. I'm like, no, the people who, we're going to be the first ones in line for group four.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that doesn't bug me like as much nearly as the, I'm waiting for a drink or I'm trying to get back to my seat if we're at a game or something. It's like, you're taking a whole lot of time. That annoys the hell out of me. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan.
Mine is Saturday traffic. And I said it yesterday also, when the traffic doesn't have an accident. If there's a miserable collision, at least I can be like, okay, they're going to be calling the Frankels here in a second. When it's just to separate on the 35 and it's just to bottle get the bottleneck and solve that problem, it's and then just Saturday, you cannot go into Dallas at any hour on a Saturday.
Nope.
Mm-mm. It's awful.
Yeah.
I told Amanda the other day, I was like, we're moving. When I retire, we're moving. I can't deal with it.
You just got to adhere to the zipper rule when you're merging. When you got to merge, every other, each lane. My lane, your lane. My lane, your lane. My lane, your lane. It makes it so much easier.
Should be that easy. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean, you are Mr. Pizza. You're a bit of a pizza snob, this I feel
a,
like.
A great question.
What is the superior frozen pizza brand? And there is an easy answer to this.
You know, I can't remember. I'm such a snob with it now. I can't remember the last time I had frozen pizza. Amanda doesn't know Elio's. Maybe that was an East Coast thing. It was basically frozen box pizza. Mm-hmm. I wanted whatever, and I don't know what school pizza they had here while growing up. I just want that. I want to replicate. Did y'all have Joe Corby's pizza?
Mm-mm.
It was kind of like your delivery. What are the meals? Swans. Like,
oh, yeah, Schwan's, yeah.
It kind of be like Schwan's like that way back in the day. You'd sell it for, you know, the school credit and all that stuff. So it used to be Elio's Pizza. Hit me up if you know. You know, I guess I would say a DiGiorno rising crust.
DiGiorno's good. A lot of people like Freschetta. The Freschetta and DiGiorno, I remember when I was a kid, those came out around the same time, were like the competing rising crust brands. There's a bunch of people on the YouTube who are wrong right now that are saying Red Baron. You've got Totino's, all these different ones.
I like Red Baron. But Julian, that's all he will eat. It's all he will eat.
I could never.
All he will eat is Red Baron. Now, I'll tell you what a good one is that we've found recently is that Motor City.
Is it like Detroit style?
It's like rectangular.
Thicker, a little thicker.
Uh huh.
All right, that's.
I don't adhere to styles of pizza. There's one pizza, red sauce, and then there's that casserole crap they use in Chicago.
Okay.
So that's a really good one.
DFW Dad says Motor City is solid over on the Twitch. Like I said, a lot of people on the YouTube saying Red Baron, 214 Tony's, $1 frozen pizzas. The answer to this is it is Tombstone. Tombstone is still.
I totally forgot about
just
that.
Like the, and I know it's like the old school, like just thin crust. Yeah. It doesn't rise or anything else.
Cardboardy.
Like the crunch and like it's so
cheese
good.
Distribution. Mm. I gotta have enough cheese. I gotta have enough sauce. It can't just be. You know what's the most overrated thing?
What?
Is pizza rolls. I love the concept of the pizza roll, but I can never get a pizza roll that I feel like has enough filling in it. You and I are sauce people.
Yeah.
I need extra sauce on my pasta. Extra sauce on my pizza. I gotta be able to taste the filling. I want a ton of stuff in there. Pizza, I just feel like pizza rolls should be better. I love the idea of the pizza roll.
You know what I haven't had in a long time that I love is pepperoni bread.
Pepperoni bread?
Haven't had that in.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. It's a loaf of bread just shoved with pepperoni and cheese.
A loaf?
It's a whole
loaf. Like a regular bread loaf. Stuffed or like sliced and then put on top?
Well, you slice it eventually. But the way they make it is it's just stuffed with pepperoni and cheese.
Oh, I'm going to have to look for
and
this.
And you just dip it in marinara.
Peyton, your favorite frozen pizza?
My one seat is DiGiorno. And then the 214 brings up a good one, California Pizza Kitchen. They have some good choices as well.
We got people. I wouldn't qualify this, but it is great. The bagel bites still are fantastic. I'll kill some bagel bites.
That's not too much bread. Too much bread for me. Not enough sauce.
I get it. Because, I mean, it is very dense. Yeah. But
I think the bagel bite is actually more bland tasting than the pizza roll.
Mm. Ooh.
It's just too much bagel.
It probably could use a better distribution, but, I mean, there's probably something nostalgic about it for me. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. RJ Choppy, who's a celebrity you dislike, but you just can't deny their talent other than Steve Spurrier?
I mean, all of them.
All of them?
Like, they're celebrities for a reason. Like, they've got talent somewhere. Like, and I generally hate them all. Wow. Every musician, I mean, they got hits. They're generally pretty good.
See,
don't hate them.
Well, I don't hate them all, but, like, you know, I'm sure.
Give us two or three you dislike.
I mean, look, I don't really like Morgan Wallen, but I mean, I can't deny how great he is.
Most of the people I don't like who are celebrities, I don't like them for their, like, undeserved level because I don't think they have the talent to match where they're at. That's why I usually dislike them.
You know, I always thought that Russell Crowe came off as a jackass, but when he acts And I don't know how often he does act. Like, I still have to watch him, even though I feel like he's really mean. He's a mean person, it seems like.
Like, it sounds like, so I was reading a lot about, like, Brad Pitt and, like, the relationship that he has with his kids. Like, is Shiloh the one of those?
All 12 of them?
Yeah. Just, I mean, they've all dropped his name from the Jolie Pitt. They've all dropped the Pitt.
Oh.
So, like, he's probably, it sounds like he's not, like, the dad of the year. Can't deny, first of all, I mean, he's scrumptious looking. Second of all, I mean, he makes banger movies.
I dislike everybody in Fleetwood Mac. I really do. They're all
random.
No. That their entire band is built on being like toxic backstabbers. That is their whole career.
And swingers,
but they're great. Like they're all great, and their toxicity created something fantastic. Yeah. But like, I mean, they're all awful when you listen to their backstories. Pretty much, other than like Mick Fleetwood's kind of fine.
I could also say the Paul brothers. Like Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Like, I have to respect Jake Paul as a content creator and anything he does that makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I've kind of come around to knowing it's an act. Like, I like Jake Paul more now than I did last year, but I respect his talent. Knowing I think Jake Paul could be my one seed.
Knowing it's a character, yes. I respect their marketing brain and their business acumen and different things like that, because I thought it was all an accident for a long time, but I still think they're kind of jackasses. Johnny Depp on the 972, Taylor Swift 972. We got 214 Christian Bale's a jackass, but very talented. Peyton, celebrity you hate, but you can't deny their talent.
Yeah, Sean Stoll. It was Jake Paul for me. I mean, like he's such a douche, but the dude can fight. And I don't know if it's just because, you know, him, you know, being involved, obviously, with Logan Paul, his brother, but like him being the YouTube guy early on, then just making it look easy in life and just, oh, I'll just be a fighter and then actually succeeding in it as well. So Jake Paul's up there for me.
How about DiCaprio? He's a creeper. He seems like someone he would never look at you in public, but he's an all-time stud.
You want to talk about like kind of self-important, self-righteous? The guy who also fits that, you just reminded me of Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Gosh, Sean Penn is insufferable. Yeah. But when you watch movies, it's like, holy cow, he's awesome.
Yep, I agree.
But he is just insufferable to listen to talk.
It's another Tuesday of Ask Reddit, commercial-free, with a Rangers ticket giveaway. We'll do it again tomorrow. Congrats to the Tolo who won that. PP in the morning is coming up at 8:20 after Tony Casillas invited the Cowboys Legends Day. Is he as hype as Michael Irvin about the new regime? Our buddy and the former Cowboy, Tony Casillas, joins us next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.